welcome back to the Line Hustle. I am your host, Andy Wilson. If you're in the green industry and are ready to take your business to the next level, you're in the right place. I am your host with 16 years of experience in the field. Each week, this podcast dives deep into strategies, stories, and secrets to help you build a thriving lawn care business. Whether you're just starting out or you're ready to scale, this is your space to learn, to grow, and to hustle smarter. Now, let's get started. In today's episode, we have Andy Brown. He is the owner of AB Seal Coating and Bryant Printing here in Newcastle, Indiana. Andy, I appreciate you being on the show. Thank you for joining the hustle.
Thank you very much.
Can you tell us a story behind you purchasing the print shop, seal coating, and owning a print shop? There's a vast difference in those two businesses. Yes. So what caused you to want to purchase the print shop?
Well, yeah, with the seal coating, this is my 25th year, and it is definitely seasonal. And so I wanted something maybe a little more laid back and relaxed physically. And so I bought promotional items here and invoices, job estimate sheets. And this being on the east side of Newcastle, me living on the east side of Newcastle, I was by here a lot. And I stopped in to one day to pick something up, mentioned it to Gary, and kind of jokingly, but he actually was on board that moment, but Sue was not, so I told her that when she was ready to let me know, so about another year, year and a half, she let me know, and here we are.
Well, we have, both of us have known Gary and Sue McCutcheon for years, and I hope they have a happy and a great retirement.
Yes.
I know it's going to be different for them, because they were used to just go, 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 and hustle, hustle, hustle.
Yeah.
So retirement is going to be a little bit of a challenge for them, but I hope them a happy retirement. Yeah. And with you purchasing the print shop, I hope you have great success here.
Thank you.
I have noticed there are some improvements here that you've made, some painting and some decorations, and the shop looks great. So what has been a challenge for you since you have owned the print shop?
Well, going into it, I knew that the first thing we was going to have to do would be purchasing new software, because I knew there was going to be a higher volume of work coming in. So we've done that. That was one of the first things we've done when we took the shop over.
Well, has the digital marketing impacted the way you operate your business? You know, you can go online and purchase advertisement. You can order business cards, estimate sheets from anywhere from California to New York City. So how has that affected the local print shop?
I don't know as far as a number. I don't have a number. I've never really looked that deep into it. But that is one of my goals, is to get, well, I'm big on shopping local anyway, so that's one of my goals, is to get more stuff, product made in-house, so you know, the customer can get it faster, less shipping involved, and it'll be a quicker turnaround.
Well, I completely support local businesses. And I believe our listeners, wherever you are, should support your local businesses as well. How do you balance the demands for traditional print, like here locally, versus digital solutions? Do you have to offer any kind of special deals or anything like that to keep attracting customers and new customers to come into the shop?
Well, Young Gary and Sue already had a pretty good client base, so that's a good thing. But we have picked up a lot of business, new business. We have offered a couple special deals in the local Great Deals magazine. Of course, I am Newcastle Chamber member. I'm also a BNI member. So I get a lot of business from both of them groups. We're talking about some more special stuff we can do, you know, to make it where people don't have to order online as much.
So you've owned the print shop for a year and a half, maybe 2 years. You're probably really just getting your feet under you,
yes,
in this business.
Yes.
And maybe coming up with new ideas to promote and new ideas to draw and retain customers. Mm-hmm. And that might take you some time getting your feet under you. So I encourage you to just keep doing what you're doing, and I'm sure that there is a need for local print shops. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't believe that digital technology will overtake, mm-hmm, you know, the print shops. Mm-hmm. So what has been some challenges that you have faced since you purchase the print shop? I know for me, when I opened my business, my biggest challenges was equipment, and because then I didn't have the money to purchase new, so I was buying, mm-hmm, stuff off of Craigslist,
right?
And we had breakdown after breakdown after breakdown. Mm-hmm. So that was a challenge for me, trying to find and retain good help was a challenge to me. Mm-hmm. So what has been a challenge for you in the printing business?
Well, one of the challenges, I guess, we haven't had no major challenges, so that's a good thing. Like I mentioned before, the software had to be upgraded. And another challenge, I guess, would be me learning the printing equipment. I mean, honestly, I've never been around it. So that was a challenge for me myself as far as help. We dove right into Great Help. So no challenge there at all. Maybe a little challenge on customer service, but I think we've got that taken care of.
You've met that challenge head on.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you this. What are some tips that you could give a small business for advertising their business, what would you recommend they do?
Well, I can say the local Great Deals magazine. To me, that is a cheap, great way to advertise. Facebook is a free advertisement. When I started out seal coating, it was a few years after I started. When I first became a Facebooker, one of my things was I'd put a before and after picture on Facebook.
Okay.
And people jumped all over that. I got a lot of business from that. Take good quality pictures. I'm not saying you got to be a professional photographer, but I've seen some people take pictures of something before and after, and it looks, just don't look all that appealing.
Yeah.
So, get involved in the community. That's a big plus to me.
Well, I agree with you about the Great Deals magazine, because my business is advertised in that magazine for several years now.
Same here.
And I have gotten calls and sold jobs that were in the thousands.
Right.
And then I have gotten recurring lawn maintenance jobs off of that. So that one advertisement always gives me a return on my investment.
Yeah.
So one thing I want to do as a business owner is look at what I'm investing in, and if there's no return on my investment, then I need to look someplace else. So about the print shop, you sell banners, business cards, flyers. What kind of promotional material other than that do you sell?
It's hard to name them all, because we have a magazine that has, I'll name the most common ones, ink pens, yardsticks, stadium cups, koozies, magnets. There are lots of promotional items. There seems to be some that's more popular and then it works better than others. Lots of promotional items.
Well, I believe as a business owner, the more I can get my name out there to the community, and I brand myself when everyone sees my truck or they see my t-shirts and sweatshirts and hats, I become a walking billboard, a walking advertisement.
Vehicle magnets. Another one I really like, as far as a cheap advertisement, is sticky notes with your name and number on it. They're cheap, but you can, what I've done in the past is write a estimate on the top of that note and give the whole, them notes go around everywhere. So
it's got to make you feel good about yourself, knowing that the print shop is helping hundreds of businesses.
Yes.
Promote their business.
Right. Correct.
And what you do helps them increase their top dollar revenue.
Yes.
And if they have a good budget, it increases their bottom dollar revenue.
Correct.
So, it's more than just throwing something in a printer and printing off a couple hundred sheets of paper.
Yes.
It's, you're actually investing in other businesses.
Right.
And when you see them grow and prosper, it's got to make you feel good about what you're doing.
Sure, it does.
So, what investments, and I want to say there are some exciting things coming to Bryant Printing, and I want to let Andy talk about some of these investments that he is making into the print shop to help the local print shop run more efficiently and more effectively.
Yeah, well, like I mentioned earlier, we invested in new software. That was a big plus for Bryant Printing. Another thing is, and I can't elaborate on this too much, but for right now, but it's in the works, investing in a new printer. And it's not just your local printer. It's well, I'm trying not to say too much about it right now, but we will be able to bring about 60% back in house and make about anything that has to do with paper printing, digital printing. It will be made here in house, and that was been my goal when I first took over this.
So that is exciting news. And I want you to stay tuned, because I believe we're going to do a follow-up podcast when this becomes available. And the fact that it's going to bring that high percentage of work back into the local print shop is going to speed up the time that you order to the time that you get the product.
Right. Yes, and that's my goal, is to get, you know, and I'm the same, I'm guilty of this. Everybody wants everything right now. And
thanks to Amazon.
Yeah. So my goal is to get product in the, you know, my customers' hands a whole lot faster.
Well, Amazon has changed our world. You know, you can purchase it, pay for it, and have it at your doorstep the next evening.
Right.
So, you know, if you, as a local print shop, can speed up that delivery time for your clients, I would think that it's going to make your clients more willing to come into the shop and order material,
right,
because of that fast turnaround time.
And a lot of our orders are, we don't have a whole lot of walk-in orders. We do, but I'd say probably 55-60% of our orders are through phone calls or emails, especially if it's a reorder. Makes it 10 times easier and faster for us and the customer, not just for us, but for the customer also.
Well, in a smaller community, we have, 17,500 approximately. So in a smaller community, in your business and in my business, retaining those customers is a big issue. You know, I want to do everything I can to keep my customers happy with their lawn service or their snow plowing or their property cleanups. And by you updating your equipment, computer software, computers, printers, whatever the case might be, by you updating that, I think number one, it's letting your customers know we're invested. Mm-hmm. We're going to be here.
Right.
We're not going to just turn off the lights one night and lock the door and never unlock again. You know, because we're making an investment. And I think that's going to help retain customers. That's going to attract new customers, because they see the growth and they see the investment. And they feel the excitement, because Bryant Printing is on the move. It's making some investments in some new equipment, and we want to support that. So I congratulate you on what you're doing. I believe it is a great thing for our community and for businesses in town that use your services, because we need that advertisement.
Yes.
You know, we need you know, the coffee mugs, and we need the pens and the tablets and the estimate sheets and, you know, the invoicing sheets and everything that is involved in printing. There's a business out there that needs that.
Right.
So you're on the right track, and it just amazes me that you can run AB Seal Coating and run a print shop and be effective in both of those. Seal coating's hard work.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Especially when it's 96 degrees and the humidity's 95.
Yes, definitely more physical.
Yeah. You know, there's those heat days when we don't feel like going to work. I understand that.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be as successful in the print shop if you weren't successful in AB Seal Coating. Because if you weren't running that business legitimately and efficiently, people wouldn't want to come to the print shop if you're the owner of a business that is not running right.
And that is true. I have had some people, you know, come in the print shop doors just because they know, you know, I seal coat their driveway or their parking lot. So that is correct.
Well, I know every time I see personally someone asking about seal coating or needing something printed, your seal coating business is the first one I recommend.
I appreciate that.
The print shop is the first one I recommend. Just today, someone on Facebook was asking about something to do with the print shop. Mm-hmm. And I made that recommendation immediately, as soon as I saw it, because I know you're going to do the job.
We got that job, by the way.
Well, good. Well, when it comes to your seal coating job, I know you're going to do the job. I know you're going to do it right. You're not going to cut corners. You're not going to take advantage of anybody, because I've seen your work, and that's why I can make that recommendation. And I know you're going to do the same job in the print shop as you do in the seal coating. You're going to offer your customers the best job possible. So, what are your goals for the print shop? Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Well, my goal is to be more than just I don't want to say this, a backyard print shop. I want to do more production with contracts, that is my goal. So, like now, we are, you know, a lot of the work we're sending out, we're outsourcing. I want to be that outsource. I want to be maybe one day, I don't know, somebody else outsourcing some printing jobs to me. You know, we do more of a production, on a production scale, I guess, than just come in and make a copy, which I'm not knocking that at all. There are big demand. We have a lot of people come in and just make faxes, copies. You know, there's not a lot of... Do we make a lot of money on that? No. But that is a service that people needs, and we still offer.
Right. And it's hard to find places that it will is. Allow you to just walk in and fax something.
It is. And that is actually faxing. I always thought faxing was old school, but there is more people faxes, you know, documents than you'd think.
Now, does the print shop still do
laminating?
I've had that done here.
Yes, we do that.
There's been times when I needed something certified. What am I trying
you mean
to say?
Like a seal. I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah. Notary.
We don't have a notary here. I would like to look into that, but I know Sue was.
Yeah.
Us three, we are not.
Okay. Because I know I've come in and I had Sue notarize something one time that I had to mail off.
Yes, yeah.
So I was just wondering about that. So how do you plan on staying relevant in a constantly changing world?
Well, you know, I mean, one thing is being competitive. We got to stay competitive. When I took over, the price of paper just went up in like 2 or 3 months that I stepped in here. So, definitely being competitive, standing behind your work, you know. We're not perfect. We've made some mistakes in the past, and we probably will make some more. But the thing is, we make a mistake, we fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been 2 or 3 times where we've ate the cost to fix it. But that's the way I am. That's the way I run a business.
Well, that's the way we were raised.
Right.
You know.
Yes, yeah.
You and I both had good parents and mm-hmm. good grandparents and mm-hmm. a good upbringing. We have a good family.
Mm-hmm.
I know your brother is a business owner in town. Mm-hmm. Your family I've known for quite some time. So you come from good stock.
Thank you.
And I know you're a man of your word. You're a man that lives by integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And I can know if Andy Brown tells me something, that's what's going to happen. So I think that, you know, in today's world, that puts you so much further ahead than mm-hmm. the average cell coder.
Right.
Or maybe the average print shop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cell coding is a lot like lawn care.
Mm-hmm.
You can get into it pretty easily,
mm-hmm.
and someone can go out and buy a bucket of seal coat and pour it on and slop it
mm-hmm.
all over a driveway and call that seal coated.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen the way you do it. There's a vast difference. So, just being a man of your word, being a man of honesty and integrity, mm-hmm. and when you do a job in the print shop or a seal coating job, I feel like you do it as if you were doing it for yourself.
Sure. That's the way I would want it.
That's the way I've asked myself, did you do it the way you would want your yard mowed?
Sure.
The way you would want your driveway plowed.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just go in there and drop a blade and pile snow,
mm-hmm.
you know, wherever.
Right.
You know, look at it. Have a specific place where you want to put it. When you mow, you want them stripes to be straight.
Yeah.
And the next week you're going to change your direction.
Mm-hmm.
So you end up with a checkered board or a diamond shaped pattern or a wavy pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So you just want to do your business the way you would want business to be done for you.
Sure.
So
yeah.
One more fun question.
Okay.
If you had to eat cheeseburgers or pizza every day for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Probably pizza.
I was recently asked that question as a guest on a podcast, and that was the answer I gave to pizza.
That's a hard question because I love both. So.
But pizza, you can have a little more flavor.
Right.
You can have sausage, pepperoni. Mm-hmm. Or extra a mix, cheese, or
pineapple
Hawaiian pizza, or whatever.
Yeah,
but one more question before we wrap this up.
Okay.
In 2025, what do you hope to achieve?
As far as
it can be business, personal,
well,
family.
Well, so the here at the print shop would be what I'd mentioned before about you know, the printer, the new printer, the outside of the building. I've got some ideas for the outside of the building. Our parking lot needs some attention. I think I know someone that could do that.
Yeah. Let me recommend AB Seal Coating.
Oh, okay. Just some new signage I've got in mind. Possibly, I'm going to throw this out there, but don't hold me to it, possibly a name change, updated name change. Probably still leave Bryant in there. But just update and try to spruce the east side of Newcastle up.
There you go.
Shop.
Well, I appreciate you being on the show, and I hope you have found value in this podcast. And Newcastle, be on the lookout for Bryant Printing. It's going up. It's heading in the right direction. And a lot of exciting things are happening. And if you need advertisement material, if you need promotional material for your business, don't look any further than Bryant Printing.
Appreciate that. One more thing I'd like to add.
Sure.
And, you know, what kind of sets us aside from, not to name any names, but I will, Vistaprint online. I think they're Shutterfly from them people. You know, I'm not knocking them, but when you call them, you have to have your art ready. If you want business cards, if you want letterheads, you have to have your art and information ready. Here at Bryant Printing, we have a graphic designer, Nikki, and she is top notch at what she does. So we've had a lot of people come in and say, you know, I do this, I do that, my favorite color is this, and we want this. We don't know how to do it. She can design that. She's very good at it. She is a she's got a degree in illustration. She illustrates children's books. So that is a big plus that sets us aside from a lot of just a print shop.
Mm-hmm. And that is good.
Just want to throw that in there.
Anything you can do to set yourself apart from other competitors, the better off you are. So that's just a big plus for you. So I hope you've enjoyed the show tonight, and I hope you have found value in it, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. Leave us a kindly worded review on Spotify, and you can find us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, all the social media platforms. And until we talk again, keep the grass greener on your side. Thank you for joining the Lawn Hustle.
Thank you very much.